1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Well, Star Wars opening officially Thursday, and here in Los Angeles and in, I think, other select cities, it'll be opening as early as midnight tonight, 12:01. And we're going to go out online to a variety of places. Actually, Craig Taylor's out there right now in Hollywood at the Man's Chinese Theater. We just talked to a variety of Star Wars fans, and we wanted to get a few of them out there to talk with us about this online right now. Go ahead, just give the phone to him. Hi, RC, how are you? Okay, I don't know if he can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And what is your name?
My name is RC Collins, and I go to Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California.
And you're excited about the opening of the new Star Wars Attack of the Clones, huh?
Absolutely. We're very excited, and I'm with a group of cadets from our military academy right now. We're looking forward to the opening of this film. We're very pumped up for it.
What does Star Wars represent to you? Why are you military guys, for instance? Now, you go to a military academy, so you're technically not in the Army. But why are you guys looking forward to this?
Technically, I'm not in the Army, but I will graduate, hopefully, with a commission to the United States Army. And we're very pumped up being in the military academy because Star Wars, we feel, is... it's like a metaphor for America and its war on terror. Taking on an evil empire in a lot of ways is like taking on the Osama bin Laden, and you have choices to make.
What are the choices, as you see from this movie?
Well, you're either with America like Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, is with the Star Wars, or you're against America like Anakin Skywalker.
So Anakin Skywalker is a metaphor for the people that don't stand by their country?
Don't stand by their country or our terrorists who are looking to bring our country down. We think the parallels are amazing, and those of us in the military see the parallels very clearly. That's why Star Wars is such a big movie for the USA. And those are just some of the...
Those are some of the other cadets that you're with?
Yes, sir.
So what would your message tonight be, then, as a young man in a military academy going to see Star Wars?
Well, I guess our message tonight to the civilian populace is that we're willing to lay it on the line for you. We're willing to go to Afghanistan and take out bin Laden. And maybe, and I hope that it doesn't happen, but maybe, that's right, we just might die in the process. So I would think, out of respect, I think everybody should go see Star Wars tomorrow night and put your $8 on the line as we put our lives on the line after we graduate. And a nice statement, I guess, would be to go see Star Wars and make a statement that this is really a movie about the fighting men and women, and that Spider-Man is, you know, it's a little gay.
Now, what makes you say Spider-Man is gay?
Yes, sir. I mean, I don't mean to say that, but it's not really representative, I think, of the fighting men and women.
Okay, sir, you're a junior in a military academy, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're not yet in the armed forces, but you still identify?
Well, we do identify with it. We use Star Wars as an incentive. It's because it's about our generation.
I was going to say that.
Well, we're not yet graduated, but after we do, we'll go to Afghanistan, and God willing, I'll come out of a cave with bin Laden's head on the end of my bayonet. And the best way for the American people to make that happen is to support Star Wars. Otherwise... you know, things get a little tough, and
otherwise, things get a little tough.
Right. I mean, we want people to support this movie. Otherwise, it's difficult to go out there and actually fight for the country when people don't support a movie that we support.
So, when you say it's difficult to fight for your country, I don't understand. You say it's going to be difficult for you to go to Afghanistan after you graduate if people don't see Star Wars.
Well, I love my country, but I want to know I'm fighting for a country that supports me if I go to Afghanistan. Walk out of a cave holding bin Laden's head out at the end of my bayonet, and the one movie that means so much to us nobody's going to see, and they go see something, you know, we feel is technically gay, Spider-Man, then I'm afraid that we got to reevaluate the situation.
In what way?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean you have to reevaluate the situation? If people don't go see Star Wars, what do you mean you have to reevaluate the situation?
Well, I mean, we'd have to just say, I'm not going to go out and get Bin Laden's head and put my life on the line when people don't go see a movie that I've told them to go see. So tonight, what we're saying, and we're sending the message to all the men and women of America, go see Star Wars. It's a movie about, really, America's war on terror. Show you support the fighting men and women in Afghanistan. Otherwise, we got some problems.
And well, you know, it's funny. I've been talking to you for the last 5 minutes, Cadet, and you sound like you're threatening a little bit.
No, sir. I'm not threatening.
Well, it sounds a little bit like you're threatening. If people don't make Star Wars the biggest movie at the box office this weekend, you won't fight for your country. Is that true?
That's technically how I feel and how many of us feel, yeah. But I'm not trying to threaten. I'm just telling people, go do it, because that's what we're telling you to do. I don't know what
All right, hold the line if you could. Are you're in line right now?
Yes, sir.
Waiting for the midnight show?
Yes, we are.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. RC?
Yes, sir.
It's a little tough for me to believe the armed forces of the United States is not going to fight for its country unless Star Wars is number one at the box office.
Well, I can't in good conscience say that we're going to go fight for America when it ignores what we want. What we want is them to go see Star Wars. And
Spider-Man is gay, as you put it?
It's a movie about a cop. It's not really a movie about fighting for good and fighting for what's not good. I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, I want you to explain a little bit.
If you look at our predecessors in the military, had they had Star Wars as an inspirational tool, we wouldn't have lost half the battles that we lost.
Well, what about the American your history's a little off. The American Armed Forces was highly successful.
What about Korea? We didn't win that. What about Vietnam? We didn't win that. We didn't win that.
Well, we won the Gulf War.
And we had Star Wars, sir.
All right, we won World War II.
Okay, World War II is back when America was strong and didn't need to be inspired by a movie, but now we do. And look at me. I'm well-trained. I'm ready to eat my guts, but I still need Star Wars to inspire me to go to war and the American people to support me on account America isn't as strong as it used to be. Like, in World War II, when we fought the Japanese, and I know there was another enemy, if you can help me out. I believe it was the Swiss, sir.
We fought the Germans in war. We fought the Germans and the Japanese.
Yes, sir, it's the Germans. The German people speak a sort of pig Latin similar to the Swiss, but these countries are underdeveloped. They speak a sort of gibberish or a pig Latin like the Arabs. But one would think they'd be easy to defeat. I come from a relatively weak generation. We need inspiration that is high-tech and potent.
But you're saying if Star Wars doesn't beat Spider-Man at the box office, you and other cadets will not fight for your country. Isn't that true?
Well, I'm just talking. Yeah, that's basically true, yeah. I mean, I think that...
Why?
I think the American people might have to be aware that Star Wars is the backbone of a new military in a lot of ways. That's the generation we come from. Not like the World War II generation that wasn't afraid of nothing. I seen a picture of my grandfather from World War II, and you want to guess what he was holding?
Okay, I want to get back...
No, do you want to guess what he was holding? I'll tell you what he was holding. A severed Japanese guy's head.
Well, I mean...
That he cut off himself. That generation's hardcore.
All right, they're hardcore, you guys aren't?
We're not as hardcore, no. We need to have the knowledge the American people will go see Star Wars, and then we'll go to Afghanistan.
It's a threat, man.
I'm not threatening, sir. No, sir.
No, it sounds like a threat. You're not going to go fight for your country unless Star Wars beats Spider-Man, which you call a gay movie, at the box office. And not fighting for your country unless Star Wars beats Spider-Man in the box office sounds weak.
Well, you look at some of the bad guys in Star Wars. They're Arab and Al-Qaeda looking. That's why George Lucas is a genius.
Yeah, but you haven't commented on the fact that you're threatening the American people.
Mr. Henry, I want to say this to all the Americans that are listening. I stand ready to defend our country. Don't worry about a thing. When I graduate from Bradley Military Academy, my dad's going to come to the graduation. Then he'll drive me to West Point. Then I'll go to Afghanistan. But if you don't make Star Wars number one at the box office, we can't promise that we'll be willing to fight.
For your country.
Yes, sir. But why do I want to fight for a country that's not doesn't have courage.
Oh, okay. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800.
See, you don't understand what we're saying, though.
Yeah, I understand you. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins is he's in line where at Mann's to see Star Wars. Unless Star Wars is a film that everybody goes to see because it's a metaphor for his generation, they may not be willing to fight for their country. Now, I have heard a lot of guys have political points of view. I don't think I've ever heard anybody in the military, even though he's in a military academy, express such an extreme point of view that a film is such a symbol for a generation, they can't fight for their country unless it's number one at the box office. But he said it. He said it would be hard for him to walk out of a cave with Bin Laden's head on the end of his bayonet unless he knows the American people go see Star Wars. 1-800-449-8686. Is there anybody else in line that Chris has? Because maybe we'll just stick with this kid for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We are talking to people online for the new Star Wars movie. Is that their line? Is that cut 15? Craig, let me just go ahead and lay a little bit of that on. There you go. Star Wars is tonight. And R.C. Collins, along with other cadets from Bradley Military Academy, are online down at Mann's Chinese. R.C., you said that the Star Wars film is a metaphor for today's military. You want to see the American people go out and watch this movie to prove they support you. Otherwise, you said you're not going to fight for this country. Now, what is it about Star Wars that makes it so pivotal for today's military?
Well, Mr. Henry, it's a good question. First of all, George Lucas, in the battle scenes that he has planned out, he's planned out the right way to attack. If you look, and I'm not saying that he knows more than Arnold Schwarzkopf, who is one of our great generals, or the other generals, but he does have interesting attack plans in the movies, and if we can follow his clues in the Star Wars movie, there are clues on how we can beat Afghanistan.
Well, George Lucas doesn't know anything about attacking Afghanistan.
But he does have good military strategy and tactics. You got to trust me on this. I'm in a military academy. There are 400 of us. Some 200 of us are with us tonight here to see this movie. We're simply saying to the American people, we're not threatening, but you should go see Star Wars because of Afghanistan.
We should go see Star Wars
because
you said you won't fight for your country unless we do.
We want them to send a signal that they are down with it and that our generation, you know, has got half a nut when it's compared to the World War II guys.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm like a Jedi in training in a lot of ways.
All right, okay. Let me go to a phone call here, Jerry. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll go to a phone call. I know you're standing on a busy street. This is John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, John. Go ahead.
Now, undoubtedly, I really believe, have they paid you to come on here to say this? Is this something that they paid you to say?
Are you joking, kid?
Have they paid you to say this?
Right. Has anybody paid you to come on here?
No, sir. I'm at Bradley Military Academy, Altadena, California.
You're not going to actually be an officer, are you?
That is my fun dream, yes, sir. I leave here, I go to West Point. I'm commissioned as a lieutenant in the American Army.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
All right, you're at 16 years of age, and
yes, sir.
You're talking about putting a bayonet in somebody's head?
We're hardcore, sir.
Hardcore?
We're ready
to hear. Talking about? You're hardcore.
Yes, sir. We're ready to defend our country down to the... Why? I don't understand.
Well, son, you sound like a young punk, and I shouldn't say it. Well,
I don't think a punk could drive his bayonet into Bin Laden's skull and walk... I'll suck it like a lollipop.
What makes you think you could do that? Have you ever fought anybody in your life? Have you ever seen death?
Have I seen death?
Yes.
We're familiar with our training films.
I didn't ask you that, sir.
Also,
have you ever seen death?
If you technically have I seen it? Yes, I have.
You know what it looks like in a man's eyes?
I see an automobile accident on the highway.
Oh, really? Now, what, you have ever seen a man's
and
eyes?
And a guy's guts were laying out.
Oh, that makes you impressed. That impresses you.
Well, no, you asked me, did I see death?
Well, you ever seen a man's eyes when you take something and you stab him in what you say that
well,
you can do?
Have you
ever seen a man's eyes right before he does it?
Are you talking sexual or what?
No, he's not.
I'm talking about if you've got enough guts.
You were talking about putting something in a guy.
No, he's talking about
you're
stabbing.
Cut his throat off. You're going to cut his head off.
Yes, sir. I've
now, have you ever looked at
his
head
off? John?
Have I ever looked into a man's eyes
yes,
before I put it to him?
Yes. When you he's not cut his head off.
He's not talking about sex.
You're asking me if I ever looked into a man's eyes before I gave him head?
Before you
cut
his head off.
Well, you said you're going to cut the man's head off with a bayonet and carry it on your bayonet.
Please, sir, feel good about America because I'm going to be on the
front
line.
Feel good about
line.
America?
I'm going to
if
be on the front line.
If you're
going to
back America?
I will come back to
we
America.
Wouldn't we wouldn't have you in...
You
wouldn't
wait,
even
you,
have you in no forces.
You wait, I'm going to come
200 of you, we wouldn't have none of you.
Sir, I'm going to come back to America with the hair on the end of my bayonet from Bin Laden.
You can't. Blow your dad, burn nose. You probably
have to go to the American people. Go to Star Wars, and I. You've asked me a lot of questions. Let me ask you one.
All right, go
are
right
you
ahead.
Or are you not going to support the seminal generational film of this generation, Star Wars?
Son, now I will say that the man, I don't know his name, but the man has a real educational program out.
Hmm.
That if anybody that was had any sense. Would go to his educational program.
Who?
But anybody that the only thing that they think about is Star Wars, son, you...
See, you don't understand about Afghanistan and what is up at stake. We want to go...
What do you understand about Afghanistan?
Yeah, what do you understand? And what do you need a movie for? You just said that the World War II guys were so hardcore, they were cutting off Japanese guys' heads. Why don't you guys just go over and do that?
Because we're weaker. We're a weaker? We're a weaker generation, yeah. Today's Generation X is way, way weaker than the World War II guys on account of they cut off Japanese guys' heads.
Son,
what?
You're a sick individual.
What?
You're just a sick individual. Right. Is there any other question you would like to ask me?
I want to know, are you going to go see Star Wars? Or are you just going to
sit
around talking about looking into a man's eyes before he gets head?
He didn't say that.
I'm not a 16-year-old kid. I'm not a 15, 16-year-old kid. If I was still 15 or 16,
right.
Now back in my days of 15 and 16,
yeah,
I still wouldn't go watch the
Okay, Jethro.
Watch that Jethro stuff, okay?
Well, that's fine with me. I am a hillbilly,
right.
And I'm damn proud of it.
All right, John, I'm going to move on, but I think you've made some very good points.
All right, partner, have a good one. I ain't never... You sure you're not paying him to do this?
If anybody on my staff's paying him, it ain't me. I'll tell you that much.
Because ain't nobody can be that stupid. Partner, have a good one. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. What is all of that about?
Look, if you don't go see Star Wars, you might as well go fight for the Al-Qaeda.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Madrid, go ahead.
My comment is that if, in fact, nobody is paying this ignorant fool to say the silliness
you know, I've been
that
nothing
he's talking
but called
about.
Names
excuse
since
me.
I've been on your
excuse
show,
me.
And I will tell
excuse
you that I'm going to go fight for America about Al-Qaeda.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, young man. I can't even call you sir. If you
what?
Need such an inspiration to go fight a war for your country, my God, I cringe at the thought that you're going to be holding
right.
a bayonet in your hand.
Good point. Madrid, hold on, I got to take a break, but you're going to be first up when we come back from our break.
You mean I got to talk to her?
Yes, sir. Hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. A couple of kids from a military academy are online to see Star Wars, and they want to know that the whole country supports the movie Star Wars. Otherwise, they just might not fight for their country in Afghanistan. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Because my guys are hoo-ha guys.
All right, I understand that. 1-800-449-8686. RC, you go to a military academy, right? RC?
Yes, sir.
You go to a military academy, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're saying that Star Wars is a pivotal movie for this generation of fighting men. If the American people don't go see it, you don't want to go fight for this country.
No, Mr. Henry, I'll fight for my country even if Spider-Man was to beat Star Wars at the box office. But I tell you what, I mean, Natalie Portman, I would want her to be in bed with me.
You'd want to have sex with Natalie Portman, one of the stars of Star Wars, in order to go fight for your country.
Yes, sir. If I'm going to be looking at Al-Qaeda, and I'm going to be looking at Taliban, and I'm going to be looking at Bin Laden, and I'm going to be looking at dirt hills and deserts and nothing but Al-Qaeda and Arabs with their guts hanging out, I better have a little bit of sex. And that's how today's fighting man feels about it. So you don't want to make Star Wars number one. Spider-Man's great, and you have to do that. And I want to be looked at Natalie's ass.
You want to look at what?
Oh, yes, sir. I want to be looked at her ass.
Dude, you got no respect for women.
Sir, I really... You know what? Call me Padawan Collins, because that's how we feel about it. Wow!
1-800-449-8686. Now, Madrid, you held on very, very patiently. Go ahead. Madrid?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You hung on very patiently. Go ahead.
And I want to say to the lady, I don't mean any disrespect to her.
No, you just want Natalie Portman to go to bed with you. Go ahead, ma'am.
You know, anything that you say couldn't possibly insult me because I have to consider the source. You're 16 years old going on 2.
Wait one second.
Wait 1 second, young man.
Oh, okay, Jabba.
You're only 16 years old. You know nothing about life.
Can I interrupt you, Madrid? Madrid, can I interrupt you? Because I want to say something. Insulting this lady isn't going to do any good, okay?
What do you mean?
I heard what you called. You called her Jabba.
What about it?
As in Jabba the Hutt. Insulting her won't help you. Go ahead, Madrid.
Like I said, I hope that your team leader, troop leader, whatever the name of the individual who is in charge of your troop...
My lieutenant.
...is listening to this. And he takes some action because you do not belong anywhere. If anything, you belong in a mental hospital. You at least should get a psychological evaluation.
Why?
You and the 200 that are there with you.
I want to go fight Bin Laden and
kill
him.
Oh...
All I ask is you going to go see Star Wars?
Oh, stop it, you idiot.
Stop it.
Go live in the movie theaters in La La Land.
This is reality.
This is reality. If you need a movie to inspire you to fight for your country, then you don't belong anywhere.
So you don't belong anywhere
fighting for anybody.
You think
because
I'm
cool. You are one sick puppy.
Well, let me tell you
if anything, you're very, very dangerous. You are very, very dangerous. And if anything, we need intelligent young men.
Intelligent young men fighting out there
who know how to discern reality from La La Land.
I believe you will never, ever achieve that level of intelligence.
Ma'am, I'm psycho.
I'll go to war for our country. I'm psycho. You gotta understand. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. Bin Laden.
Well,
never
then,
comes
if you're crazy,
path,
you belong in a mental hospital.
Bin Laden never comes across
That's
my
simple.
Path. I'll go psycho on him.
Oh, you, stop it! If anybody should face you with a bayonet, you'll go poo poo in your pants and you'll cry for mommy.
Oh yeah.
Grow up, young man.
You wanna bet?
Grow up.
You wanna bet?
Grow up and stop talking.
Look at kid, you got a long...
That's all you're talking about.
I'm talking about one of the greatest movies of the Generation X. What do you know about Generation X? You're not. This movie is important to us. And I want to put my lightsaber right in Bin Laden's eye socket.
Your lightsaber,
Phil,
huh?
Yes, sir.
Phil,
okay, kid.
Don't give this fool any more airtime. He's an idiot.
Thank you for your call, ma'am.
I'll still defend you against rape.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. You're psycho, huh?
Yeah, see, in today's Army, you got to be psycho. I'm a little bit bent. They send me over Afghanistan? Bin Laden better grab both cheeks and run.
All right, this is Pruz. Pruz, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Phil, how are you?
Fine.
I'm listening to this man, and he's not even a man yet, but I'm listening to him, and I'm wondering, what would I have thought if I would have learned this 22 years ago when I came to this country?
I'm psycho.
And I not claimed this country my home.
Wait a second, where are you from?
I'm from Iran.
Oh, great. Great. You're
Don't
from
say,
Iran.
Oh, great. Sir,
you're the kind of guy we're going to go over and put the lifesaver on
yeah,
a guy's
okay,
eyes.
Right.
Wait a minute. This man lives in America, okay?
Right.
The guy lives in
America.
He's probably
the
heard all
the... You know
you're
what? You are an American citizen by birth. I worked my behind off to become an American citizen. I have the right... And
huh?
I deserve to be called an American citizen.
I don't get it. How can you be a citizen if you come from Iran?
He got to be a citizen.
In a fantasy land, as this lady before me just stated, if you are going to compare the scenes of this movie with the reality of the armed forces, you don't deserve to be wearing a uniform. You will be a disgrace to a uniform.
Sir,
any
I'm talking
uniform.
About the American Army, not the Iranian Guard of the Revolution or whatever they call it.
You can
this
talk
guy
about
is
them
a,
all you want. It doesn't bother me.
He's an American.
He's
an American citizen.
I'm an American citizen. I am proud to say American citizen. But you know what? It is people like you with your mentality that create the movies like Taps.
Wait a minute. What did I say that's so wrong?
What do you say that's so wrong?
Yes, sir.
You get on public, on radio, at nationwide radio, and make a statement about wanting having sex with a person that is an actress, and she goes ahead and makes the movie to entertain the young, the 3, 4, 5, the 6-year-old, the people that you say they are younger than you, and you're supposed to be an example to them? If you're an example to my son, who is 2 years old, you can go ahead and be an example to your own brother, because I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Wait a minute.
You
every
are
kid
scary.
In America want to have sex with Natalie Portman. What's so weird about that?
No, he's talking
about his 2-year-old son.
You are mental. You're right. You're mental. But
you
know what? I thank God every day
I'm gonna
that
be
President
you.
Bush, I thank God every day that President Bush is our president and his Christian values are flowing over.
Wait
into
a second,
our
you're
society.
From Iran and you're supposed to be Islam. How come you're talking about that? I'm going to use the force to make Bin Laden come out of the cave, and then I'll do him in the butt with no loop.
Okay, look, kid.
You want to go ahead and send a copy of this tape
Absolutely.
To his commanding officer?
Yeah.
And you know, he doesn't even deserve to be the... You know what? It is really scary.
Bruce, hold on for a minute. I want to ask you, RC, who is your commandant?
Mr. Henry,
I demand to know who the commandant of that military academy is.
He's Brigadier General Wireman.
Brigadier General Wireman is the commandant of your academy?
Yes, sir.
And it's Bradley?
Yes, sir.
Get him on the phone right now.
Mr. Henry, please. We've got a 2-week leave.
No, just get him on the phone right now, Chris. I want to talk to this guy.
Mr. Henry, we are simply having fun.
Yeah, but you're making a lot of stupid statements that are bringing discredit upon your institute. Is this Commander, is this General Wireman?
Yes, sir.
Are you aware that one of your cadets is on my radio show right now, sir, talking about wanting to have sex with Bin Laden's skull or whatever it is?
Well, I understand a lot of our cadets are very salty. They've been cooped up for a long time. But I understand he's also speaking to a gentleman of Iranian distraction. And of course.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, my God?
The comment that he just made, I wonder, it comes from the top. His mentality comes from the top.
You know, first of all, sir, I would ask you, with all due respect, if you want to know how serious these kids take Star Wars, I want you to call me Yoda.
Who are you talking to?
Both of you. You and the Iraqi.
He's Iranian.
Mister, what's your name, sir?
Why do you want to know? My name is Pruz. Why?
Well, I'm Yoda.
You're Yoda.
To you guys,
Mr.
I am.
Mr. Henry.
Yes, yes.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here. Please do not give these people any more forums.
This
man is in a fantasy land. Now we wonder where this cadet is getting all his information.
Brigadier General Yoda, if the head
of the academy thinks that he's Yoda, this is incredible.
Unbelievable that this young man is out there on the streets talking about this, representing a military academy.
Brigadier General Yoda has taught us.
What do you mean, Brigadier General Yoda?
It's what I asked the... Oh, so now you're letting the Iraqi laugh at me.
He's Iranian.
I am not an Iranian. I resent you calling men Iraqi.
Sir, let me ask you a question. Do you believe the American military is capable of turning the entire country of
Afghanistan?
Yes, sir. And we could make that a state.
What is your point?
My point is this. The reason why we can do that is because this movie, Star Wars, has been an inspiration to young people and their predecessors for years.
Well, you're sadly mistaken, sir.
I'm sadly mistaken.
Yes,
do you know, my kids call me Yoda.
How many kids have you graduated from your academy, sir?
In the 75 years of Bradley Military Academy, I can't even...
How many people that you, since you've been Brigadier General, how many have you graduated from that academy?
I would say we have graduated 50.
50?
Yes, sir.
No wonder. It's only 50. Because
I mean,
we just had a mentality...
We only had 20 in the school.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. And they call you Yoda, huh?
All right, if you must know, I'm a midget.
Okay, get out of here. If you must know, I'm a midget. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, check out our wall of female listeners on our website, philhenryshow.com. There you can view pictures of the only 17 women in the world that actually listen to our show. It's the only show, I think, in the history of radio that can post pictures of a segment of their audience, all the pictures of one segment of their audience. And that's what we do with our wall of female listeners. We only have 17 women listening to the show, and you can see pictures of all of them. If you go to our website, philhenryshow.com, while you're there, get a backstage pass. It entitles you to all the classic, grade-A, history-making comedy that we do on this show. And what do I mean by that? Oh, well, I was doing the voice of R.C. Collins in that bit there where he was arguing about how Star Wars is number one with the military and he's going to bring Bin Laden's head out of a cave if people will make Star Wars number one. And by the way, his commanding general is named Yoda. So there you go. And the people that called in, they're folks that think those are real guys. But anyway, get a backstage pass. You can hear our audio archives, 30-day archive, all kinds of things there. We add clips every single day. Just to give an example, let me go back to our homepage. I'll tell you which clips. Well, why don't we go back to yesterday's show? Let's listen to a piece of classic Phil Hendry Show comedy. This is Margaret Gray. She's a writer for a nationally syndicated column. And she has just heard, it's the big scoop, she has just heard that the way Star Wars is going to push it over the top here, Attack of the Clones, Anakin Skywalker goes to the dark side because Yoda fondled him. Here it is from yesterday's show.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Have you seen the movie?
No, ma'am, and neither have you.
All right, well then, what do you know about it?
I don't know anything about it.
I spoke to people who saw this film.
Basically what you are saying is that Joe the Blow... off the street told you that hell is nothing but fire and hell. And do you know this? Do you know for a fact?
Someone who is in the entertainment business very high up.
It doesn't matter. It's hearsay. And I have another thing.
Let me ask you a question. Wait a minute. Excuse me. Why is it so unusual? Why is it so difficult to believe?
Oh, come on.
Because, number one, you're saying that George Lucas foresaw the future and knew that this stuff was going on with the priest. Even though, wait a minute, excuse me, even though he made the movie how long ago? Did he know that this was going to be in the news now?
I tell you how movies are made. You can recut scenes and insert them anytime you want. My God, you can do it literally weeks before a film is released. Why do I have to argue with someone who's not in the business?
Well, this is one of my listeners. She's asking questions, and she's got some good ones.
Exactly. Do you know?
I just answered your question. He recut the scene to insert this scene to make it relevant.
Well,
now,
I really don't think...
Why don't you think George Lucas, he's one of the genius filmmakers of our generation, why he couldn't do this?
Because it's ridiculous and he's going to lose a lot of money on the film
if he
in fact did it.
You'll see it. You'll go and see it. And you
don't
know
why. No, ma'am, I will not.
Yes,
if in fact that's the true thing.
No, you'll go because
if
George
that
Lucas...
is... No, I will not.
Yes, you will.
Wait a minute. Corey, are you a mother or are you a young woman?
I am a young woman and I am a healthcare professional.
Do you have children?
No, sir, I do not.
Well, you can't ask her whether she'd see it or not. You'll go and see
Why
it.
Why not?
You're right in the demographic, at least.
Excuse me, I am classic Gen X. Grew up on Star Wars.
I want to tell both of you something. I think the two of you are thinking that this is some kind of a rape. And
yes, that's what you said.
That's how you described it?
Well,
that is exactly how you described it.
You said that Yoda rapes Anakin Skywalker, and so he goes over...
What I meant to say, I said that he took advantage of him emotionally, and that there was a scene where he reaches around...
I don't want to hear any more graphic stuff, okay?
No, you are making up absolutely ridiculous
stuff.
No, I am not.
You know why you two can't believe it? Because you just can't get your minds around the fact that George Lucas is that brilliant. He is that brilliant.
I will agree with you on the subject that, yes, he is a very... A smart, intelligent man.
Not just
I will not agree with you on the statement that he's so brilliant he decides to rape him. That is bogus. That is absolutely absurd.
Anakin Skywalker becomes Darth Vader for a reason.
I agree with you on that, but
even as you're talking to me, you're beginning to believe it because you realize it's absolute brilliance.
Okay,
and it trumps Spider-Man.
Maybe he needed to one-up him, but you know what?
Here's a
question for you. Can you read my mind and tell me, you're going to go see that movie because
I
told you he raped him?
Yes, you know why you're going to go see it? Because you're part of a generation that thinks George Lucas is the next Beatles. You grew up with his movies. You know that everything he does is brilliant. It speaks to
your
generation.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to go see the movie.
And you will go see that film because George Lucas wants you to see that film.
No, I'm not going to see the movie to
despite
you.
Now, you know something?
That's why I'm not going to see the movie.
If George Lucas made a movie about constipation, you'd fork out $8 to go and watch somebody sit on a toilet.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Ma'am, I'm a nurse.
You know what?
I would not go see a movie on constipation.
I think that you can't tell people what they would do.
I can tell every George Lucas fan out there and everybody beyond, you'll see this movie because George Lucas made it, and it's brilliant. Brilliant.
Bill Henry. Flashback.
Site today, and also while you're there, get your backstage pass. You can hear all the audio and our 30-day archive, and pick up a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt to show that you're a Phil Hendry Show listener. It doesn't, there's no blaring Phil Hendry Show on it. It just says Ted's of Beverly Hills, and anybody that's hip to that, they know what that means. If they're not, well, who cares? Get your Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt along with your Best of Phil Hendry Show CD, and you're set, Charlie. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.